Two teens charged with murder in connection to death of Good Samaritan in NYC subway. By Nick Gilbertson on January 14, 2022. Two teens face murder charges in connection to the death of a Good Samaritan who was struck and killed by an oncoming train in a New York City subway station early New Year's Day after trying to save a beating victim on the train tracks. Police say the two teens aged 16 and 17 were arrested Wednesday, NBC New York reported. The 16-year-old was charged with murder, manslaughter, robbery, gang assault and assault, while the 17-year-old received the same charges in addition to attempted murder and attempted manslaughter, authorities said, according to the New York Post. Nine others, including three teen girls, are still being sought, the New York Daily News reported. The Good Samaritan has been identified as 36-year-old Roland Houston of the Bronx. The incident took place around 2:40 a.m. after a group of perpetrators allegedly gang assaulted a 38-year-old victim, who subsequently fell on the tracks. Breitbart News previously reported. According to police, the group of suspects approached a 38-year-old man on the southbound BD train platform in the Fordham Road subway station in Fordham Heights, Fox 5 reported Saturday. One suspect apparently threatened the man with a knife moments before the group allegedly attacked him, the outlet continued. During the assault, the man fell onto the train tracks while an oncoming train approached. That's when a Good Samaritan, a 36-year-old man, jumped onto the tracks to try and save the assault victim. However, he was struck and killed by the oncoming train. The 38-year-old victim of the assault was not hit by the train, and was taken to a nearby hospital to treat a broken arm. Witnesses allegedly told police the assault victim was drunk and had a verbal altercation with the group which turned physical, according to the New York Daily News. Police have not determined if Houston and the victim knew each other, NBC New York reported. Basilia Paolino, the assault victim's mother, was devastated over Houston's death. "I'm crying for that man. I don't know what to say," an emotional Paolino told the Post. "He went to help my son and look what happened. He should be in God's glory, that man."